If it were up to the students of the Lower Sunshine Coast, the 2022 election results would have seen 5 different candidates voted in. Students in 2 schools, 101 from Shadaloo Secondary and 40 from West Sechelt Elementary, cast their votes in a mock election. The student vote is an optional program held by Civics, and intended to inform students about democracy, government and the election process, encourage research into the local candidates and parties, and foster dialogue among students and their families. It's billed as an experiential learning program, and uses ballots, ballot boxes and voting screens. On October 13 and 14, participating schools were given the same choices and parameters the adults in their areas saw on local ballots. For the 2022 general election, 736 schools in BC registered to participate in the student vote, covering 126 municipalities and regional districts. "Democracy is foundational to our society," Superintendent Kate Kerr said. "The student vote provides children and youth with a relevant and real experience to share their voice in the democratic process that they are also witnessing in the community, facilitating engagement and connection to the importance of voice and how to share it." For the SD46 School Board's Area 2, Central Coast, Amanda Amaral, Rick Leskey, and Ann Skelcher were successful candidates with 42, 36, and 34 votes from students, respectively. Maria Hampvant came in fourth place with 29 votes. In reality, Amaral, Skelcher and Hampvant were voted in to the next school board, along with the other incumbents in the race to represent the lower and upper coast areas. For the municipal council, students also elected John Henderson as their mayor, the results mirroring the election's outcome. But the council chosen by youth differed, and included Warren Allen, Mickey Argyropoulos, Cheryl Chong, Tim Horner and Darren Inkster. While the results posted by Civics listed 5 councillors, there are 6 councillors on Sechelt Council. According to the student vote, Donna Bell and Alton Toth were tied for 6th place. On October 15, the District of Sechelt's preliminary election results showed incumbents Alton Toth and Brenda Rowe re-elected with Donna Bell, Darren Inkster, Adam Shepherd and Diane McLaughlin, making only 2 councillor candidates chosen by both the electorate and student vote. According to student ballots, Henderson won with 26 votes to incumbent Mayor Darnelda Seegers's 14. Also in the running for mayor were Alan Holt in second place with 18 votes, and Jerry Patterson in final place with 7 votes to her name. In order of most to least votes, council candidates were Tim Horner, 35 votes, Cheryl Chong and Darren Inkster, both with 32, Warren Allen with 24 votes, Mickey Argyropoulos, 22, Donna Bell and Alton Toth, 21 votes each, Chris Moore, 20, Anna Jade Chen, 17, Thomas Bramble, 16, Adam Shepherd, 15, Brenda Rowe, 14, and Diane McLaughlin with 13.